Shalom Ivracha, welcome to the weekly Shia Zeres Shimshin. Today is Gimel Pashas, Gimel Lechodesh Tammuz, Yom Hey Thursday, Pashas Koirach, in Eretz Yisrael, Chukas Tovshim Peivov. Let's learn Bez Hashem Yisbarach, a Nifla de Gathot, in the Zeres Shimshin Oiz Dalet. And we'll tie this in again with the Chasna season, as we mentioned last week, Bez Hashem Yisbarach. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Koirach, tomorrow morning, let's meet, and you will find out who is right and who is wrong. Say Chazal, why did Moshe Rabbeinu postpone it till tomorrow? Amale Moshe says in Medrash, Gevulois Chalak HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'olamoi. The Eibishter has boundaries. Shemo Yecholim Atem La'arev Yoim V'Layla. There's a time of day, a time of night. You can't mix the two together. Each one rules and reigns a certain amount of hours, and you can't mix it. And you can't compromise that. And therefore, like you understand, there's day and night. The same way you should understand, Koirach, there's people that have a position to be Kohen Gadol and people that don't have that position. And this was the way Moshe Rabbeinu was convincing Koirach to stop fighting against Aaron HaKohen. This is not your territory. This is not your place. As I say in Chazal, Frek the Heiliger Zeres Shimshon v'Kasha l'fi zeh, why do you have to wait until the next morning? Why can't you say, okay, let's meet tonight, 10 o'clock. It's going to be dark. And like you understand, now is not dark. Later is going to be dark. And you can't mix them. You can't make darkness now and you can't make light then. So the same way, you can't argue against the Kuna Gedoyla, Frank the Zeres Shimshon, the Lafiz Zer, but it's a Shosh, a Yoim, Kweshikos of Rashi, Hoyle Loma, Erev Yoid Hashem. Let's meet tonight. Shayinu Shayim Menu. This message will be the same. Like you can't mix night and day, so you can't mix together this position and that position. Question number two. Void Ma Inyan Zelazer. Do you really think that Koirach didn't know this concept, that there's day and there's night? What was the understanding of this message? Of course, Koirach agreed that day and night, but he thought he was entitled to get the position that he wanted. Listen now to a new Peshat, how the Zeres Shimshon learns the Pasuk, Boika v'yoida Hashem, Devarim nefloim v'yisaydiyem, Zechus yom yalinu, v'yisav medish. The Pasuk says, in beginning of Parashas Bereishis, the Eberishter created the concept of stars, the Esak Echavim. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Eberishter said, Hoel ulevana zumiyata atzma, the moon used to be large and enormous like the sun. Since the moon went and became smaller, therefore, I'm going to be Goyzer, that when it goes out by night, it should be accompanied by stars. Ogashin nechneses nechnasim imma. It'll come out by night, it comes with stars, goes back in, goes back with stars. As a result of her making herself small. There was a brother called Yoktan, and this person called Yoktan had a lot of children. The message is, when a person makes themselves humble and small, then Hashem gives them covered. He gives them stars. The mashma, since the moon decided to be humble, then they get a lot of stars to honor it. The sun may be way bigger than the moon, but it didn't do an act of being makdin atzmai, therefore it doesn't get to deserve stars. Yoktan was small, lashon katan. Zocha lahamid b'shpachas gedoylois b'shvil shemiyetes atzmoi. That's the yisoid we learn from the levana and the stars. Zog the Zeres Shimshon. V'ikka machloikas Koirach hoisa. What was Koirach's taina? Because Elitzofa ben Izuel, that was younger than me. He's less entitled than me. He got to be a nasi. V'ikotan mimenu. I'm superior, I'm first in the family, I'm older. Kach omer Moshe. You don't understand. L'dvarecha sha'gadlus hocha acha gadol. You think Godless has to depend on who is bigger. In Cain, the stars should go out with the sun. The stars don't come out with the sun. Even though the sun's bigger, mightier, stronger, doesn't deserve to get stars. Why? If tomorrow morning you'll be able to make the stars continue to come out with the sun, then you'll be able to be mevatel the nesius of a tzofim b'mezil. But since that's not the fact, therefore there is an eternal message, koyach, you have to understand. Just the opposite. A person that's humble and small, and but another, they are zeicher to gedula. They are zeicher to gadlus. The Elitzafon miet atzmoi. Elitzafon was humble. Elitzafon didn't think I'm entitled. Elitzafon didn't have the midah gaiva. Therefore, he gets the honor of getting the position. You, Korach, may be older, stronger, smarter, more deserving. But since you don't have the midah of another, you don't get the position. Adrabah. Rodef achar gedulois, you run to get a position. Misha berech achar hakovod, hakovod berechas mimenu. The kovod runs away. Olachein elitzafoy deserves it, not you. That's why I said, boike v'yoyd Hashem. Tomorrow morning there'll be no stars. They'll be there by night. They'll disappear as soon as the sun comes out to teach us this important lesson. V'zeh she'omri b'gemara, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin. By this machlokes of Korach and Moshe Rabbeinu, the sun and the moon went to the sky. One of the skies is called Zvul, and they said to the Eibishter, "Imata oisa din leben Amram, if you defend the honor of Moshe Rabbeinu, neitzei, we're going to go out today. Imlav lo neitzei, we are going on strike," said the sun and the moon. Why? Mifnei shelefid divrei Korach, why are they going on strike now? Because since Korach is saying somebody is bigger, he deserves more, it's not about Midas Hanava. Therefore, the Shemesh says, if that's the case, where are my stars? The Shemesh did like a Chavel Achelkoi. She Yoise Godel. Then Eloke Chavim, Masi Moshe is right, said the sun and the moon, we are striking if Hashem doesn't take a position to defend Moshe Rabbeinu. Because we are the living proof that Korach is wrong. Bechein halavana miyata atzma. The Levana made himself small, made herself small. You can't have two malachim, two kings, wearing one crown. Therefore, these 250 people that wanted kuna gedoyla, they should have learned from the moon. You can't have so many people having this position of kala eda kula gedoyshim. Lefi devrayim, lefi the 250 people, yichodim liyishnei malachim sarim. Why did the moon become smaller? Therefore, the sun and the moon said, we are going on strike. So we have two explanations why the sun and the moon were going on strike. And Hashem said, we're not going to go out if we don't take revenge against Korach. Firstly, because of the taina of the stars that only go to the moon, not to the sun. Secondly, the whole reason why the moon became smaller was based on the concept, she'ein shnei malachim mishtamshim b'keserecha, you can't have two people in control. Therefore, the moon had to become smaller. If this argument is correct, you could have 250 people, kol eda kulam kedoshim, and they could all be counting gedolim. There's no reason for the moon to become smaller. And this is a nifladiga, fundamental lesson of the Heilige Gezeres Shimshon. I once heard the name of Rabbi Leib Bakst. Shteiten Shulchan Aruch in the Ramah in the Eben Ezra Simon Samach Aleph. The minig is that you make a chuppah tachas hakoy chavim. In front, under the stars. Some places they do it outside. If we do it inside, we open up the roof and we make sure that the chuppah is under the stars. What's the understanding? What's the message? Why we make the chuppah under the stars? She said a beautiful pshat. Rashi says, in the beginning of Parashat Shemos, the kechavim have a tremendous chavivus by the Eibishter. The Eibishter loves them and cherishes them. Why is that so? And he said it the way he said it, but in light of this piece of Zeres Shimshon, we can say, we're sending a message to the Chasan and Kala. You're getting married, and there's the position of the man and the position of the woman. We tell the Chasan, Don't think because you are the man, you are superior, you can have control, therefore you should require and demand all the things that you are deserving to get from this marriage. You tell the woman she has things that she deserves, and you can require this and demand this. We tell the Chasna Kala, the greatest godless is to be Mavata. The greatest Madrega is, make yourself small, make yourself humble, be Mavatal yourself. And he says, it's okay, I'll give in. I want this, I know you want this, and I'm ready here to say, you can have what you want. And that's why the Kechavim have Chavivas by the Eibishter. The Kechavim were created as a result of Levana being Mamayat herself. When somebody's Mamayat themselves, and Hashem creates something for that, that has a Chavivas by the Eibishter. The Zohar HaKadosh says, Man dehu Rav, Yizoyer. Man dehizoyer Yirav. Whoever is big is small. And somebody small becomes big. I think that's the Lashon of the Zohar HaKadosh. That's the understanding. When a person can lower themselves for somebody else, that's godless. That's greatness. Not to have the highest position, just the opposite. To lower yourself for somebody else, mevata for somebody else, give somebody else the covet, give somebody else the honor. Conclude with the words of Yosef Nechemne Kornitzer. He said, Yaakov Avinu left the Yetzi Yaakov Be'ishava after learning 14 years, after being in the house of Yaakov Avinu, reaching tremendous madrigas, not sleeping in bed, and he's going to get married, going to look for a shidduch. What happens? He has a revelation. He's lying down there in Har Meriah, the holiest place in the world, and he sees Malachi Ashares, Oilem v'yardim boy. There's a ladder, and those Malachi Ashares are going up, and then they are coming down. Zakrib Yosef Nechemia, the crook of Arav, Dava Niflamoid. Yaakov Avinu, you are so great and enormous. You're the holiest person in this world. But let me tell you a lesson how you get married. When you get married and you're going out into the world, you have to understand, look at this. The Malachi Asharis go up to Shemayim to attain heavenly madrigas, connection to Hashem Yisbarach. And they are filled with inspiration and godless that we can't imagine. What do they do with that? Then they come and Yordim boy, they bring it down into this world, into this Eretz HaGashmi, and they are Mashpia. They lower themselves for the world. They told Yaakov Avinu, you are on top of the ladder. You are in Shemayim. Now the void is, after Oilem, be the Yordim. Nechoyz Dargin is saying, Itzah, go down and lower yourself. Get into the world of Oilam Hazeh and be Mashpia from your high Madrega. Be Mavater on your godless for the sake of elevating everybody else in this world. And that's the key to a successful marriage. That's when you have a Chasan and Kala that are stars, that are ready to be Mavater, and they understand true godless is dependent on how much a person's ready to be Mavater. Zchusoy Hagadol v'Kadosh Yagen Aleinu v'Al Kol Yisrael. Amen. A good Shabbos.